Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus, talking about progress with China on the Phase 1 trade deal regarding beef in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
He's the Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the cattle industry. Kent Backus says he's excited that it appears that the Chinese are making progress in getting rid of some of those non-tariff trade barriers that were a part of the Phase 1 trade deal with the United States.
Yeah, we couldn't be any more excited than seeing the Phase 1 agreement with China, you know, come forward and really start to be implemented. And this is nothing to be lost on the current situation. You look at the barriers that were in place on U.S. beef going into China. It essentially meant that we didn't have a presence there. There was no incentive to actually sell to one-fifth of the world's population. But as part of this Phase 1 deal, all those traceability requirements were removed on day one. And part of the implementation of Phase 1, there were two big things that needed to happen. The first one was the BSE restriction, the 30-month restriction that has been applied to our cattle for a long time. That's gone. China recognizes the safety of our products and of our animals. And the second big announcement was the establishment of maximum residue levels for three commonly used hormones. And China, up until recently, had banned the use of hormones, both synthetic and the naturally occurring ones. All those implants had been banned for many, many years. And so this was a major shift in Chinese policy and Chinese law. And now that's going to open up a significant amount of access for U.S. beef, because these are safe, these are FDA-approved technologies that have been commonly used in our industry for decades. And so China is getting on board with the science-based process and with science-based technologies, and I think they see the need for having these efficient tools in providing safe and efficient beef production moving forward. And so they have moved forward with these maximum residue levels. They're reflective of the international standards established by Codex, and that is something that we'll continue to get behind as we see this fleshed out over the next few months. It's still going to take us time to actually build that supply chain and to access those consumers in China. But again, this is positive news. This is definitely kind of a bright light in the darkness of all the uncertainty with the coronavirus, is that when all is said and done and we come out on the other side of this, we're going to have much better access for our beef all over the world. And that's something that we can smile about today.
I guess in the case of China, we still do have some tariffs that are pretty significant.
Well, the tariffs are definitely going to be an issue for the foreseeable future. I know that beef is still over that 40% tariff rate, and we're going to continue to be a target for retaliation because, quite frankly, the United States is going to continue to apply tariffs on China until they see China's willing to actually implement all of Phase 1 and move forward with a Phase 2. So I think the tariffs could be on for the foreseeable future. But, you know, Ron, that's leverage. And that is trying to keep China in check and make sure that they're actually going to live up to their word. There's not a lot of trust between our two governments and our two economies right now, and that's going to take time to build. But I think that those tariffs will come off, as the Chinese become better trade partners, and as we're able to trust them more. But that's not going to come overnight. So that's just something that we're really going to have to live with for the foreseeable future. And hopefully, China, as their economy will recover, and that they'll be able to buy more of our products and really help us out on our end.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th at the Ranch in Putnam, Oklahoma. Sale featuring 85 bulls and 20 females. There will be online bidding through dvauction.com. For additional information or to view a sale catalog, go to blredangus.com or call Benji and Lori White at 580-334-2801. 580-334-2801. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale Wednesday, March 25th in Putnam, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.